Zimbabwe's debt distress remains the major hurdle for achieving its development objectives. As a first step toward normalizing relations with creditors, Zimbabwean authorities have developed a strategy for clearing arrears owed to international finance institutions. The plan received strong support from creditors and development partners at a meeting on the sidelines of the 2015 annual meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank in Lima, Peru. But Shidomu Nyati, an independent public affairs consultant, says it is not likely that the arrears clearance plan will succeed without the complete support of the U.S. because of the restrictive provisions under the Zimbabwe Democracy and Economic Recovery Act, or ZIDERA. Unlike the Staff Monitored Program, or SMP, which is approved by the IMF's management, a fund financial arrangement, new loans or budgetary support requires the approval of the IMF Executive Board. The U.S. effectively has veto power on the IMF Executive Board to approve or deny fund financial arrangements. The U.S. has similar controlling power in the World Bank. Asked about this, Ambassador Thomas says it is still premature to talk about the action the U.S. will take.
Let me be clear. Zimbabwe is not eligible for loans from international financial institutions because, as you know, they stopped paying before 1999, and that made Zimbabwe ineligible. That has nothing to do with ZIDERA. We do encourage economic reform. We would like to see economic reform. We're very encouraged by meetings in Lima. We'll have to see what happens in May, but there's a long way to go before there would be any discussion of monies and disbursement. So it's premature to talk at this point about new lending.
The Sunday Mail newspaper recently accused the United States of crippling Harare's economy by targeting banks dealing with Zimbabwe. But Ambassador Thomas says what has hurt Zimbabwe's economy more is its failure to reform and deal with corruption and not sanctions.
Our sanctions are on 98 individuals, 68 companies. If that one of those listed companies or individuals are trying to enact transitions, that is when ZIDERA takes place. I think the challenge Zimbabwe has as a dollar economy is that you have to perform as a dollar economy. That means the highest standards. That means lack of corruption. That means open transparency. But in no way are we trying to
In February 1962, President John F. Kennedy proclaimed an embargo on trade between the United States and Cuba in response to certain actions taken by the Cuban government and directed the Departments of Commerce and the Treasury to implement the embargo, which remains in place today. But on April 11, 2015, Presidents Barack Obama and Raul Castro shook hands at the Summit of the Americas in Panama, marking the first meeting between a U.S. and Cuban head of state since the two countries severed ties in 1961. The meeting came 4 months after the presidents announced that their countries would restore diplomatic relations and gave rise to President Obama's March 2016 visit to Cuba, the first by a sitting president in over 85 years. But the question is, why not Zimbabwe? International Crisis Group Southern Africa Project Director Pius Pigu says it's like comparing apples and oranges.
I think the big question, though, is that each case is considered on its own merits, and it may well be that the decision in the case of Cuba is that at this stage, moving towards the lifting of those measures is seen as positive, that adequate and certain steps have been taken. Perhaps in connection with Zimbabwe, they don't see those same steps being made and they're still concerned about some of those issues.
As ZANU-PF chairman for the UK province, Nick Mangwana, says Mr. Mugabe is targeted because he's a Pan-Africanist.
It is because of the position that President Mugabe takes on the international stage. He fights against the overwhelming force of America and its hegemony.
The United States implemented the targeted sanctions program in 2003 as a result of what it alleges to be actions and policies of certain members of the government of Zimbabwe and other persons undermining democratic institutions and processes in Zimbabwe. But Harare says sanctions were imposed because it embarked on a land reform program to address the colonial imbalances. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.